And it's been such a journey. I've never done this before. I've never done online meditations before. So it really has been a journey into the unknown. With today, all of you. Amazing. I was thinking that maybe all the poems that you send, maybe they could be put out on the website so that everybody can access them. Yeah, that would be wonderful. We want everybody to have all the goodies. It's actually also called Ridderspor in Danish. So the Delphinium, I'm going to put it aside now. Beautiful. I was reflecting on your on the questions. I think I'd like to say something else first, though. Just to lift the curtain a little bit, we'll be doing 6 meditations over the summer, and we'll actually start in 2 weeks. So on Tuesday, in 2 weeks, and we'll go every second week, and it will be at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Instead of 10 o'clock in the morning. That should allow some of you at least to not be conflicted with work. And of course, others of you will be conflicted with work or something else. So, but perhaps it will be possible. I'm not an evening person, so doing it later in the evening is I can't give you my best. And I want to. So that's the plan, and then we'll see how those six meditation sessions work out, and if it still seems as if this is something that we all feel good about, then we'll take it into the autumn and continue. So another exciting journey opens. And the subject of your challenges this time in the different messages I've received from you are about, as far as I can see, 2 things. The challenges are about loss and they're about change and the difficulty of handling change. And something struck me as I was reading it. There are different kinds of change. Some kinds of change are because we're coming out of this corona crisis period. Most of our countries are starting to open up again. We're in different parts of opening. And that means that we still have the corona because the virus isn't gone and the risk of transmission is still there. At the same time, we're being gifted with all the usual frustrations and difficulties and challenges and losses and pains that we have in our lives that were there before corona was happening and or that has emerged independently of the threat of COVID. So that there's also been, many of you also described, there's been this space where life has slowed down and now we're losing that. So the challenges are always, I think, are very clearly today about loss, the change that's happening now, and the change that is certain to happen in the future. There's no doubt that change is happening, and there's no doubt that we will continue to lose. That's one of the reasons that we actually start to look for, instead of personal development, we start to look for spiritual development, because we realize that no matter what we do, we're going to lose everything, ultimately. So right now, in this meditation today, we're losing this particular form of this community. And in our lives at the moment, we're all losing something that's been there. There is no life without loss. So one of the tenets, one of the deep truths, I think, of moving towards spiritual development, where personal pleasure is less important. It's not that it's, it becomes something that you don't deal with at all, but there's something bigger than that. And what is bigger than that is that you discover that everything that you normally identify with, or that you normally prize, that that can all be lost, and it all will be lost at some point in time. People that we love die, animals that we love die, places that we love are changed so that they, we cannot recognize them anymore. Ultimately, we die. So there's this constant theme of loss in our lives, and we tend to respond to it in two ways. One is that we kind of get lost in that loss. We grieve it. It's difficult. We are stirred up by it very reasonably and properly. We're stirred up by it. We are in pain with it. We worry about it. And the other thing that we try to do often is that we try to make peace with it. Okay, well, I'm going to make the best out of it. You know, pull myself together and soldier on. And that's important. But I think that there are two other perspectives that I'd like to add. One is still inside of personal development, and I've got two rocks here to symbolize it with. So one of them is that we tend to either stay with our own feeling, this is our own feelings right now, or with the thing that we're losing, and kind of trying to accept that, right? But the real gift is in accepting both, that there's something that I cannot stand. I'm working to accept it, but I have to accept first that I cannot and will not stand it. I do not want this. This terrifies me. This grieves me so much. This makes me so angry. I will not accept it. There's that part of me. That part has to be accepted for any change to be accepted. And in that, there's a wholeness. There's a kind of wholeness in loss, with loss. I've found this again and again in psychotherapy with people, that they lose one or the other. They're trying to accept their feelings about it, or they're trying to accept that which is happening. And we're always challenged to do this in a kind of very difficult state. One of you wrote about a sentence I said a few times ago, which is that there's fear, naturally fear, at the edge of the unknown. And in a way, we're always at the edge of the unknown. There's also, this person said, wrote, there's also excitement at the edge of the unknown. And there's another sentence that comes from the same tradition. It's the system-centered trainings and psychotherapy. They say there's always turbulence at the boundary. There's always turbulence at the boundary. So when something ends and something new starts, even leaving your room and going out into the kitchen, there's always turbulence. And one of the interesting things is that there's actually turbulence in the mind as well. There's turbulence in the brain. Every time something changes, your brain has to let go one network, a whole way of organizing itself, and it has to establish another network. So some of you have been talking about losing concentration, and I think that part of what that's about is really that we are challenged so much in these days to manage more turbulence, more unknown. Some of you were talking about that too. Where's the end point? If I just knew that there was an end point, but we don't know, which is really like life. We don't know where the end point is of pretty much most things of great importance. So there's this uncertainty and the knowledge of loss. And the other thing that's important to, I think, recognize, apart from this thing about remembering to hold yourself and whatever is going on in the world that's hard to hold. Remembering to hold your own feeling, to hold our own feelings as well as whatever is happening that we have trouble with. So that's one. The other one is a kind of a discovery that in the midst of losing, in the midst of, in a way, losing everything, piece by piece, which is also something that we know happens in life, we discover or can discover that which cannot be lost. There's a core inside of us that cannot be lost. There's an essence that we are made out of, that the world is made out of, that consciousness itself is made out of. And it cannot be lost in the sense that we are made of it. And even when we die, consciousness reshapes itself, goes through another turbulence. There is, in the understanding of consciousness and of life that is currently starting to gain more traction in scientific circles, it looks as if everything that exists has some level of consciousness, photons, molecules, atoms, a tiny little consciousness. We have a lot of it. But everything is, if everything is made of consciousness, then that and the interconnectedness of everything cannot be lost. And through loss, that part is uncovered. Through turbulence, we get a gateway. Our structures of protecting ourselves can come apart a little bit so that the light from that level can shine through, which it does in many, many degrees, like dawn. Every morning there's a dawn, summer and winter, autumn and spring, and the light suddenly emerges slowly. Never quite know. It's so delicate that that transition is impossible, perhaps, to pinpoint. Most of the time, that's too delicate for us to access directly. So what do we have? Well, we have our own capacity, our own heart capacity, our own breath capacity, which is always connected. Every sensation of love that you feel ultimately is a light shining from that deepest space in us all. Any love that you feel in your own heart, any love that you feel to you, any love that you see between others, any connection, any holding comes from that essence. And not only does it come from there, you are also seeing it from there. The moment you see that and allow it to touch you, you are seeing it from that space. So it's traditional with loss and with endings to offer a blessing. And I'll be doing that in the meditation, an old Celtic blessing. So I'd like us to move into the meditation now. And as usual, we start with stretching. Ah. And notice if there are any parts of your body that particularly would like to be moved or stretched. And also to notice the sense of the rhythm or the pace that it wants to do that in. There may be a difference between the pace in your mind, the pace that you think you should be doing it in, and the pace that your actual arms or legs or back or belly or neck or face wants. To move in. And as you shift towards that, as you listen into that, you may find some turbulence. You may find that your mind suddenly goes somewhere else. That's okay. It's part of change. Things get kind of up and down and back and forth. Just as not knowing what the future will bring is part of all human existence. It's just that sometimes we know that's the case and we don't like it. Sometimes we can find peace and actually maybe even like it or be excited about it here at the edge of the unknown. Notice if there are any parts of your body that are painful and what do they want? Do they want to be shaken or do they want to be touched? Or would they like a slow stretch? Or would they like just some movement? Movement itself is something that moistens the joints and energizes them. Or would it like some clapping or tapping, as some of you are doing? And yawns are always welcome. Yawns help us transition. Sometimes a drink of water or tea is also helpful. Yawns help the nervous system and the brain to settle into a new groove, new pattern. So it helps us in that turbulence. And see if you can let the yawns and the movement and the stretching and the touching let you drift deeper into yourself, deeper into this space where somehow we don't know where the next breath comes from. And just noticing that somehow this breath and the next breath somehow emerge out of life, emerge out of being itself. just as the breath as it unfolds, like the beautiful flowers that you have brought with you, some of you on little mobile screens. Just as that flower unfolds, your breath unfolds, just as the flower will also die down, even silk flowers sooner or later. Your breath exhales, it is gone, it vanishes, like the waves of the ocean coming into the sand, on the beach vanishing into the sand, as the leaves on the trees in the forests emerge out of the water of the dead leaves of last year and explode into being and stay with us over the summer and die down, fall into the ground in the autumn and become next year's food for next year's leaves. So our breath. So our breath. Just following that miracle of this breath. And listening to that deeper sense of life, where breath comes from. Sense of presence inside breath. And you may still find it useful or comfortable, pleasurable to move or to yawn, or to massage your face or your legs or some other part of your body. Not forgetting your feet. Taking a moment to notice your surroundings right now. Some of you are outside, many of you are inside. Noticing this space. And your own ability to see it, to hear it, to sense it. To see as well as to feel the light around you, the color around you. To sense the quality of what you're sitting on. This amazing experience of resting, letting your weight rest on a chair or a couch or a cushion or whatever you are resting on. And then there's this tiny act, tiny ongoing discipline of letting ourselves go, of trust in this moment right now, trust in the seat that you're sitting on. It will hold you. It is holding you. Letting your body relax into that holding. As well as breathing. Letting yourself relax into that life breathes you, has breathed you from before you were born. It has to be perfect the moment we come out. So life practices in us before we're born. And that will continue. Until someday, at the end of our life, it will end and we will run out into the sand like an ocean wave and return, become part of the great being. Vast cycle of everything. But right now, this breath, and in this breath, notice, bring to your awareness your sense of all those aspects of life or changing lives that shine a light in your heart. Shine a light of gratitude, shine a light of compassion. All those places where the life in you, the spirit in you, is touched by the spirit of life, love, consciousness. That arises with you, with us, all around us, constantly. Held in this amazing bubble of the planet that we live inside. Each breath nourished by the oxygen from the plants around us all. Noticing the steady, stable embrace and pull of the planet. Holding you and everyone and everything that you love. Holding also everything and everyone that you detest or are scared of. It's all here, all the light, all the darkness, all held. in each breath, with each breath. And today I was inspired by a Celtic blessing. I'm sure it has had many versions over the centuries. This is the version that I know. I'd like to give it to you for this ending of this series. May the blessing of light be on you, light without and light within. May the blessed sunlight shine on you and warm your heart till it glows like a great peat fire, so that the stranger may come and warm himself at it, and also a friend. And may the light shine out of the two eyes of you, like a candle set in two windows of a house, bidding the wanderer to come in out of the storm. And may the blessing of the rain be on you, the soft, sweet rain. May it fall upon your spirit, so that all the little flowers may spring up and shed their sweetness on the air. It's probably going to be a few weeds that will spring up too. That's part of the story. Not part of the blessing, though. And may the blessing of the great rains be on you. May they beat upon your spirit and wash it fair and clean, and leave their many a shining pool where the blue of heaven shines, and sometimes a star. And may the blessing of the earth be on you, the great round earth. May you ever have a kindly greeting for them you pass as you go along the roads. May the earth be soft under you when you rest out upon it, tired at the end of a day. And may it rest easy over you when, at the last, you lay out under it, so lightly over you, that your soul may be up and off from under it quickly, up and off and on its way to God. And now, may the Lord bless you and bless you kindly. And may you be aware that you, that each of us is a blessing in the world. We just need to remember it. To unfold the blessing. Sometimes, perhaps most often, we bless the world without knowing it. There's another quote, I can't actually remember who it's from, that has always inspired me. It says, may goodness open wherever my feet have stepped, and may I not know about it. So that blessing can just flow freely without my grasping it, without my holding on to it. So may your footsteps, may flowers and blessings open up in your footsteps, even without you knowing it, even without us knowing it. And it's time to finish this meditation. Stretching. Giving yourself time in this turbulence of your brain and of the world, but right now your brain coming out of this meditation while still allowing the door to be open to this inner space of yours, this inner space of ours, this inner space of life that we all belong to, that is ours, as we are its. Taking a moment as you look around to realize that even your willingness to hear, to see, to sense is a blessing. Your capacity to feel even unpleasant emotions is a blessing. Thank you all for the blessings that you are and will continue to be. God has no hands but our hands. Spirit has no hands but our hands. No eyes but our eyes, no ears but our ears. And we have about 15 minutes for anybody who would like to share. So, and you may know this, but just to say it, that it's helpful to share from this inner space more than about it. That's what I try to do when I guide. So if you want to play with that, you're welcome. And if it's too intimate, it's intimate. So if it's too intimate, you can also